Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive towards the mound. Hildebrand reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to second. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hildebrand covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker scores. Vosmick goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields the ball and throws to Hildebrand covering. Safe. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Galatzer. Haas reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Galatzer reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell scores. Trosky moves to second. One out. It's 4-3, White Sox. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berger strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-2 in the game. Hildebrand takes first base on ball 4. Trosky moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Phillips scores. Hildebrand moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vozmik hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hildebrand bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Berger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frankie Pitlock pinch runs for Oral Hildebrand. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. There goes Simmons. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Tony Pete pinch runs for Luke Sewell. George Washington pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.